This is the Popular Parallax. I'm Jerrica Lala, and with me, she's the only cadet ever to pass the Kobayashi Maru, Bunny Sunnydale. Sup, Bunny?
Not much.
Well, we have a new podcast here.
That's exciting.
I'm very excited to be here. Thank you for listening. And we just wanted to briefly introduce ourselves. Would you like to tell us a bit about yourself, Bunny? You know, what's your interest in sci-fi popular fiction?
I love it.
I know. When did that start up?
It started when I was a kid. Pretty much anything with aliens, robots.
Dinosaurs.
I wanted to see it. When I was a kid, we used to do, for your birthday, it was always dinner and a movie. The other kids, they stayed home because it wasn't their special day. So too bad for them. My birthday being in the summer, I always had the best, most awesome movies.
A blockbuster.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was all E.T., Neverending Story, Labyrinth.
Oh my god.
Fabulous things.
Yeah.
And I think that's the kind of stuff. Like, I don't want to watch real people doing real stuff.
I know, right?
Disgusting.
Yeah. Let's pop on Pride and Prejudice. I have to go.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they're all bad, but we'd rather watch something else.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, for sure.
So I think for me, my parents used to rent Laserdiscs on the weekend, which were like sort of like a record-sized CD. That's what they looked like.
Yeah.
You insert them in the machine that you rented as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like you rent VCRs quite soon after that. It would play half the film. You'd flip it over, and it would play the rest. And we saw tons of stuff that my parents, maybe I just missed. They want me to see, like, Indiana Jones.
Mm-hmm.
My father has a massive film library, mainly the classics, but we got into a lot of sci-fi and stuff like that as well. And I feel like it was a little, you know what did it for me? TNG.
Oh.
The Next Generation. I mean, I'd seen Star Wars. I loved it. But TNG really got me in there big time with the sci-fi.
It's Riker.
His gorilla-like loping through the corridors, I could really identify.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's how I sit in chairs now.
Of course, you can't just sit.
Yeah.
You swing a leg over the back.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're a douchebag. But you're a lovable douchebag. I loved any 80s cartoon that you can think of.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Jem was my favorite. Absolute favorite. Obviously, my name is not my baptismal name. Anything with a female, She-Ra.
Yes.
She-Ra was like, she's not like Wonder Woman where you wear office clothing.
Yeah.
She's like leotard in the day, leotard at night, 70s tits.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
And I did. We all did.
She's what He-Man wanted to be.
As much fun as it is, the show won't just be two Gen Xers raving about the 80s. Even though I know everybody, millennials love that. That's what I've noticed.
They just can't get enough.
Like,
eat it up.
Yeah, eat it. Episode by episode, we have noticed themes that run through many of our favorite forms of entertainment.
Yes.
So the episodes are based on themes that we then discuss using illustration of different TV shows and movies you may have seen, you may not have seen. It's not really a spoilery filled podcast, I would say.
No, we're talking about things from the 80s and 90s. You should have seen them, or they should at least be on your list. I don't know what you've been doing with your time, because, I mean, priorities, people.
They're classics. They're classics.
Yeah, they're classics, and people are like, oh, you know, that's old, right? Is it being rebooted?
I had a good one at work. somebody made a passing Back to the Future reference, and somebody not only didn't get it, hadn't seen them, and didn't know what it was, and I fired them. I didn't fire them, but I wanted to.
Oh, like, you
can't not know it. I don't care if you're a baby. You can't just be like, what? What's that? It's the thing on which time travel, as we know it today, is kind of based on. So these are the kinds of things, if you don't know the ending to this, you think it sounds intriguing, I would say pause our podcast, see it, and then see what we say about the end.
Yeah.
But we're not going to be saying, for example, you know, this week on Game of Thrones, 50 people get stabbed in the heart. So it won't have recent spoilers.
No.
If there would be, we would certainly warn you. But really, we're talking about the classics here.
Fabulous secrets were revealed to me the day I held aloft my sword and said, "For the honor of Grayskull!"
So, for this, our very special pilot episode...
Oh, boy.
Bunny here is a bit more of a gamer than me. And by a bit, I mean she does games. I play Duck Hunt once in a while.
Oh, that dog. What a son of a bitch.
Why couldn't you kill it? No one knows. But we thought that we would take a swing at the game that we were too old for the first time it was popular... I have downloaded it onto my device.
Oh, boy.
What is it? It starts with Pokemon, and it ends with Go. Yes. I don't know what it is. I don't care, but I am going to boot that thing up. We're going to fucking catch some little weird things.
Some pocket demons.
From Japan.
Yes.
Are they? Are they from Japan? Where do they come from? Are they aliens?
Could be.
Well, what are Pokemon?
They're just little critters.
But, okay.
Oh, we could get into this, because they're little critters, but there doesn't seem to be any other animals around.
Is this on the show?
Oh, yeah.
Because I do remember the show, but it was so fucking irritating that I never watched it. But again, we were not kids when that show was on, either.
Full disclosure, I watched that.
Yeah, I know.
When I was adult.
Yeah, we were fine. I don't know if we were quite high school.
According to the law, we were adults.
Yeah, we were adults, so we could vote and shit, but, you know, we were, but,
those little critters are so adorable.
But was it set on Earth?
Memory? How does that work?
It was this irritating little boy with a huge mouth who just caught, did they ever make a feature film?
Oh, yeah.
A cartoon or real?
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder if they'll try to make a live action out of this. Because they'll be like,
put that idea out into the universe.
The Avatar goodness.
No.
You can lay on these creatures.
M. Night Shyamalan's available.
He'd be on that. Guess what I've got on my device?
Yay!
A very irritating little game. So sign up. What do I do?
I just hit the Google. Everyone's using their Google.
Okay.
You will get started picking your character customization options.
Which all look super effeminate.
Yes, they really do.
It's in my dreams. I'm Sailor Moon.
It's funny because the first time I saw one, I thought it was a girl. I mean, it's wearing a headband. It's got shiny, shiny, pretty, pretty hair. And then they were like, no, that's the male character. I was like, ooh, I can hardly wait to see what sort of beautiful hair the female characters have. And then I was told that they all wear a hat.
Funny. Females are difficult to draw without hats on.
It's tricky business. Arms and legs and fucking facial features. What the hell?
Boobies. God, I hope this is my password. There it is.
Yay!
I was like, I don't know my Google password.
It took me long.
The computer does the thinking for both of us now.
It took me like 8 tries to get...
Would like to know who I am on Google. This is creepy as fuck.
It's fine. Allow it so you can catch the monsters.
Know who I am on Google? Is that what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's just your... It's fine. Everything's fine.
It's...
That music's just keep going, eh?
Yeah. It actually does kind of remind me of old school, like, because these would just go and not...
Sure!
No, okay.
You're gonna delete it anyway.
You know me so well.
What did it say? Remember
to be alert. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe don't walk off a cliff, you exactly. fucking idiot.
Exactly. Oh, boy.
It's one of the few... You're like, how bad can you feel?
Yeah.
Look up. Look up. Okay. Except... Oh, look at that dashing gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
He's Professor Willow.
He is sexy.
So what?
Oh, he yammers on about some...
Did you know that this world is inhabited by creatures known as... No, I... Okay. Pokemon can be found every corner of the Earth.
Oh.
It's Earth.
Well, it's not the Earth I know. That
some
Earth
run across
boring.
The plains, others fly through the skies, some live in the mountains, and I'm holding balls up in the air like it's a labyrinth. I have spent my whole life studying them, even though I have gray hair and I look like I'm 23. Will you help me with my research? Ooh. Hello. I was just looking for someone like you to help. You'll need to find and collect Pokemon from everywhere. Look at the
Sounds
shoes
like
he's
a lot
wearing.
Of-
Look at the shoes. These are full-on Nike... Jordan.
Dude, it's a lot of walking.
Now choose your style.
There you go. Here you go.
Hey, apprentice. Next we choose your style for the adventure. Oh dear. So I'm either a man or a woman.
Yep.
So I'll choose woman arbitrarily. Oh, look at the
You change your eyeballs, see? You scroll here, oh. You can change the color. You can change the hat.
The hat. Oh, I like that black one. It looks like I'm slutty cat suit. Okay.
Oh, yellow. Wow.
I'm not going to be able to hide from these Pokemons.
Yes.
Yes, of
yes,
course
access
you have to
the
access
camera.
The camera.
How are you going to take those selfies with Pikachu on your shoulder?
There's a Pokemon nearby. Now what do I do?
You got to pick. Okay, so hit that. Get Willow out of the way.
Here are some Pokeballs. These will help you catch one. Catch
right.
a Pokemon.
So there you go. You've got your starter options.
So she's just walking in place. So when I walk, is she going to walk?
Yes.
I see.
The future is now.
Except the graphics are yesterday. Now she's walking. Oh, it's because I just turned. She responded to my touch. Oh, now she's run back.
She wants one of those
this
Pokemon.
Is the most exciting video game. Well, how do I catch them?
Okay, so you have to pick which one you want. So there's Charmander, Bulbasaur,
you know what they are?
I mean, no. There's that turtle guy, that lizard guy, and that sort of plant-looking dog
penis-y
frog.
One. Okay.
All right, so pick one of those guys.
I'll pick the turtle.
Yep,
like turtles.
No, that's not the turtle.
Well, it looks like one.
What the hell is
what?
This?
Use your camera to find Pokemon in the real world.
Yeah, say yes.
Of course. Oh, ooh. Oh, he's right there. I need to take a selfie.
So then, okay, so now.
It's the only time I'm ever going to play it, going to take a picture. Okay.
Perfect. So now you swipe the ball and you hit him in the face. You hit that little fucker in the face with your balls.
I just did.
I will give you a tip. This AR mode. Makes it fucking impossible to catch a little bastard.
Why?
Because he jumps around. So click that off.
Okay.
So you just hold it and swipe up. Yeah, and hit him in that ring. Yeah, that. Oh, wait, no.
Oh,
he's fighting back.
I killed him.
Oh, that was a good shot.
Yes! There you go. And now he's dead and in a ball forever.
Not forever. You take him out to fight battles for you.
Aladdin's genie.
Yes. All right, you caught him. Oh, look at all that sweet XP, 600.
Now, I assume that's how they get you started on the crack cocaine, is they give
yes.
you one that's really easy to
yep,
catch. Yeah,
they give you one for free.
Registered to Pokédex.
See?
Everything in this sounds a little porny. Maybe just because I keep seeing the word poke everywhere.
Yeah, I can't tell if that's
poking
the game or if it's just us. Here's all his stats. Oh, he's a grass poison type. Oh, he's an extra large Pokémon. You got a big fatty.
11.62 kilograms. That's like 25 pounds. That's crazy. That thing's a big fat ass.
He's
got to
fight. The good fight.
Yeah, okay.
So.
I don't know what any of these stats
yep,
mean. I
yep.
don't really
care. Oh, he's back.
He's back. Congratulations. Thanks, gay Dr. Wizard. You're such a talented... what should I call you?
Oh,
I can tell you.
Oh,
call
God.
Me anything you want.
Oh,
professor.
No, you've gotta find a username that
God.
Hasn't been taken already.
Yeah, but Ms. Jerrica Lala.
Perfect.
Shockingly, no one had that. Oh, what a cool nickname. Fuck you, professor.
That sounds sarcastic.
Yeah, I think he's not actually interested in me as a woman. I think he's just objectifying me to catch his stupid animals.
Yep.
So, pokey stops. Like sculptures and monuments.
Yes.
What is he talking...
Oh, I'll tell you what he's talking about.
No, I'm going to be off exploring all over the world.
Yeah, we're not going that far.
No.
I conveniently live at two poke stops that currently are having the poke stops.
Whoa.
So you can see, swipe it, and it'll spin around, and it'll...
It's generating all kinds of balls.
Yeah, it just vomits treats and prizes. Then you hit the X to get out of
like
here.
I feel like I'm in Japan right now, to be honest with you. Yeah.
Grab that second one.
Yeah.
Spin it again. More balls.
It's
hit
just
the X.
Shitting balls out. I think you should show me now.
Okay. All right, so I've got it on
it's
my
like
phone.
Let a professional do this. Because that was painful.
Okay, so now we have what appears to be a Spearow and a Pidgey. Two little birds. I'm sick to death of Pidgey, so I'm going to try to catch the wild Spearow.
Uh-huh.
I have the music turned off because
goddamn
battery
yeah.
saving.
Yeah.
And then, so here, bonk. So I hit that Spearow in the
I
face.
I can see this is not a high skill level game.
Well, he got out.
Oh, shit.
I know. What an asshole, right? So then, as you level up, you get more stuff, so you can get these raspberries. You throw that at him and you say, listen here, fucker. Eat that treat.
You're gonna go down for a
yep.
long time.
So now I got a great throw with a raspberry. You're gonna be my fight slave now. Just fucking deal with it. Alright, so now I got 100 points for that. And three candies. So now, the deal with the candies. Each little Pokemon family has its own set of candy. So what you can do... Let me see if I have
this
any.
This is the worst thing I've ever seen. Like, what...
Well, each one has candy. So essentially what you do is you catch them over and over. You catch a different one. So you're like, oh, there's a Pidgey, there's a Pidgey, there's a high-level Pidgey. You're like, I'm going to take these other ones I caught. I'm going to grind them up for candy.
No!
Feed them to that other one and make him super powerful.
Okay.
Yep.
That's
what happens.
That's great.
That, yep.
It's teaching the kids the values. That's what I
yep.
like.
Now... You were asking, if this is a free game...
How do they make money?
How do they make money? Well, let me tell you. So there's the shop.
Right.
So you go in
I
here.
I was wondering about something like this.
You go in here, and there you go. You got your Poke Coins.
Purchase?
You can purchase.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you can either buy more Pokeballs. I mean, if you don't conveniently...
So you can buy your way into a cheat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now these things, thankfully, like... A lot of games that have microtransactions and stuff, like you can't get the stuff unless you buy it. This stuff, you can get it.
You just have to play the game properly.
You just have to aggressively
yeah,
play the
yeah,
game.
Yeah, like 10K is actually not, it's like 5 miles, right? Like it's not undoable.
Yeah.
All kids, because you can be well out of shape and still thin.
Yeah.
This is good. The
yep.
kids are out.
Yeah.
It's just they just gotta watch where they're fucking going. That's the problem. And really, it's adults have to watch where they're fucking going
yeah.
when they're playing it. Because they're the ones that seem to be acting the most irresponsible.
Yeah. But, yeah. So then if you can earn the Poke Coins by gym battles, or you can just buy them.
But, well, of course, millions and millions of people
yeah.
have the app.
Yep.
And they all even spent $1, and they're spending more than that, I'm sure.
Yes.
Now, okay, so, buddy, you've told me and shown me a world that I never wanted to see before. And I'm quite
You're
frankly
welcome.
Going to try to forget it as soon as today is over. But what, overall, would you say this is a good game?
Well, I mean, essentially, it is... just a flash mob generator. It just,
right.
it's just like Google Maps and Paper Toss had a baby with adorable animals.
Yeah.
As the.
But it's working.
But it is, yeah.
I
like,
think it's just.
Really, what thrilling gameplay is there? Unless you're out looking for something, like just sitting on your couch, you're just like, yep, that's my neighborhood. It's like a GPS.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Well, it is, the simpleness of it kind of boggles my mind.
Yeah. But, I mean, oh my god, if there's a critter somewhere, I want it. If I don't have it...
You've got...
I do.
To catch them all.
I have to. I have currently registered 63 to my Pokedex.
And how many is there?
151.
That's pretty... You're getting there. I thought there would be way more than that, Ak. I thought there'd be
well,
like
this
a
is
million.
Generation 1.
I see.
But...
Dear God.
And then some of them are legendary that haven't been
well,
found yet.
The only Pokemon I really remember is the yellow rabbity guy.
Yeah, the Pikachu.
Pikachu.
There is...
Is he a legendary?
No, he's not even. He was my first one. You remember when you did the... You picked Bulbasaur.
Yeah.
Bulbasaur?
It's well, it's like a little thing with a tulip bulb on his back.
Yeah, yeah.
Hence the name.
So...
Oh, he was your first guy?
Yes, there's a trick where when those three spawn, you can just keep running away from them. And then Willow's like, apparently you don't like those guys. Why don't you have a Pikachu? I'm like, yes, please.
Yeah. You're damn right. I'm working for free, Willow. You friggin' creep. Guy's a creep.
But his sneakers.
He's like, I'm hanging around playgrounds. It's cool.
Well, but it's fun. I like the group aspect. I like that everyone plays it. And I find, like, just walking around, you just know. You're like, that person's playing, that person's doing something.
Yeah.
And then you talk, like I talk to a lot of people mm-hmm. about it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like that Comic-Con atmosphere where everyone's like...
Being you're in a field for in some a, in reason. A,
yeah.
Yeah.
Where they, you know, everyone's excited about something stupid and pointless, but it's still fun.
Yeah.
I like that. And I mean, I assume it's not going to be like this forever. I expect a steep drop-off in interest around first of winter.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, I mean, what are you going to do?
But sit out and freeze? I wonder if places like California...
Yeah, the...
It will be a never-ending game. They'll have to keep upgrading it somehow.
Yeah.
Though, because it will...
Oh, they've
I mean,
got all sorts
will
of...
People will get bored.
Yeah.
They're going to get bored with it.
And
right
I mean,
now it's a huge novelty.
I've watched some videos and stuff, and there's all these... There's certain Pokemon that haven't been released yet, and then there's certain Easter... Like that little Pikachu Easter egg. There's this stupid blob Pokemon... That people are like, oh my god, nobody has caught him. What's the deal with this? And then they think there's
it's
some
a ghost. That's what I tell you right now.
There are it's ghost Pokemon
haunting you. It's dead eyes.
So there,
like
there's,
Willow there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there are a bunch of people and they're trying to crack these codes and, you know, figure out how to get this stupid blob thing. They're just like, I'll find him when I find him. I'm not losing sleep over it.
All right, well, but, funny.
Yeah.
We are out of time like nobody's business.
Yeah.
I had a wonderful time. I will shortly be deleting that forever.
But Willow!
You know what? He never called, and he's done.
Yeah.
We thank you very much. This will be a little treat. We will decide when we'll release. This was our pilot. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next time.
Well, cadets, that looks like all the time we have for our very special pilot episode. Thanks again for choosing to spend your time with Bunny Sunnydale and myself, Jerrica Lala. If you like what you heard and think we'd all be space sisters in real life, please make contact with us on Facebook and Twitter. Subscribing to this podcast on iTunes or Google Play will ensure you don't miss any of the fun discussions we'll be having in the future. Be sure to join us October 4th for our next episode, Cloning and Genetic Manipulation, or You Cross the Line This Time.